Today we're visiting with Southwest Fisheries biologist Jeff Merchant. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Thanks, Mike.
Jeff, very dry going into winter. How are things looking in the Southwest?
Extremely dry out there. We're entering our third year of pretty severe drought conditions. Most of our lakes are down anywhere from 3 to 7 feet. If we don't get any additional moisture this spring, we'll have a few lakes where the boat ramps are not usable.
Okay. You guys just finished your dissolved oxygen testing in the Southwest. How did it go?
Across the district, pretty good for the most part. There was only a couple lakes that had lower oxygen, not really a concern. Patterson Lake, right by Dickinson there, was one of them that was a little bit lower, but it should be okay.
Okay, and dissolved oxygen testing determines if a lake's gonna win or kill?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay, let's move into fish populations in the Southwest, Jeff. Let's talk walleye first.
Okay, for walleye lakes, our big three, Hart Butte, Patterson, Bowman Haley, pretty decent walleye. Hart Butte probably being the best. Good numbers, a lot of smaller fish there, but still a chance to catch a bigger fish there too. Some of the smaller lakes for walleyes in our district, Cedar Dam, south of New England, is a pretty good one right now. Nice size walleyes in there. Another good one is Indian Creek, kind of all sizes of walleyes there.
Okay, let's move into the state fish, Northern Pike.
Sure, for Northerns, kind of the same with the big three, the Patterson, Bowman Haley, Chida. Those are kind of our best pike lakes. Really good size pike in all three of those lakes. A smaller lake down by Bowman, Kalina Dam, it's another good one for pike. Really good numbers. Not huge sizes, but in that 3 to 8 pound range.
Okay, how about panfish?
We've got several good panfish lakes, bluegills especially. Camel's Hump Dam right now is probably one of our best bluegill lakes. Really good size, numbers of bluegills there. Mott Watershed and Davis Dam, also good numbers of bluegill, a little bit on the smaller side in those.
Okay, any other fish species?
Perch. Back to Lake Chida, it's probably one of our best perch lakes. This winter, anglers were catching a lot of perch there, up to 13 inches.
How about trout?
We stock a lot of lakes with trout in our district, a lot of our urban fisheries, community ponds. Dickinson Dyke is a good one there. Camel's Hump, we've got a new one this year, Glen Owen Pond, that our SOL program's been putting some work into, and we're gonna be stocking that with trout this spring.
Okay, if you had any lake in your district to send an angler to, let's just say shore fishing, where would you send them?
Shore fishing, I would probably go to Camel's Hump. That's a really good one. There's a lot of earthen fishing piers there, a lot of access along the shore. It's on a wildlife management area.
Okay, so things in the Southwest look okay. Hopefully we get moisture.
Yeah, we could sure use some moisture.
A lot of great information, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks.